It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
In a Vanity Fair video, Pete Davidson is asked by his friend Machine Gun Kelly to give details about a dinner he had with Kid Cudi and Kanye West, and it's kind of fun.
Who paid?
I did. Huh. That's 100.
Yeah, that's right.
Who ordered the most expensive dish?
Kanye kept ordering the whole entire time. And I didn't know he was coming, and I already, like, put my card down to pay because I thought it was just me and Cudi, and then, like, Chalamet showed up, and then Kanye showed up, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, so I guess Timothée Chalamet came, and then he ended up, I think he was kidding, but he was like, yeah, I had to book more stand-up gigs just to pay for this bill.
I bet he did, man. It's expensive.
Celebrity attorney Mark Garagos is slamming CNN and threatening to tell all after the network dropped him in light of his involvement in the Nike extortion plot. So it's him and Michael Avenatti who have been charged with this whole Nike extortion thing. Like I had talked about it yesterday in one of the garbages. Basically, CNN announced earlier this week that they were going to part ways with their longtime legal contributor after he was revealed as Michael Avenatti's co-conspirator in the alleged scheme to extort $20 million from Nike. In an interview, Garagos slam the network, saying, God forbid that I start telling some of the stories about how I've covered for that lame-ass organization. It is also interesting to note, I think, that Mark Garagos is also one of the main lawyers for Jussie Smollett. He's also in the past defended Michael Jackson, Scott Peterson, Winona Ryder, all kinds of people. But I just thought, like, whoa, like, what are the odds?
That he's defended all these talented people?
Yeah. All these people that are, you know, have tons of weird scandals around them. But that he himself, after defending these people who have gone through some crap, he himself is now under investigation for a really big thing. Lady Gaga is the one who called off the engagement to Christian Carino. Sources say Carino didn't treat Gaga very well toward the end of their relationship, which is a reason she ended it. Also, he was jealous, was trying to find her all the time, and texted her a lot. And they also say that her friends didn't like him either. And Paris Jackson's friends revealed that she accidentally cut herself with a pair of scissors during a wild night of partying. A concerned friend called 911 when they couldn't get her arm to stop bleeding, and she was taken to the hospital where she continued to, quote, act wildly. It was reported that she had tried to kill herself, but her friend said that she just cut her arm by accident because she partied too hard. The Los Angeles police confirmed that they did attend an attempted suicide call at Paris's home. However, her friends and Paris both say she is not suicidal.
Did anybody listen to their parents? Like, my mom's like, I was so afraid to do this when I was growing up. Like, don't run with scissors!
Of course.
Like, I'm not, Mom, but apparently that's why you don't do it.
And The Big Bang Theory has made television history. The CBS show began shooting its 276th episode this week, making it the longest-running multi-camera sitcom ever.
Wow.
The show surpassed Cheers, which made 275 episodes. So just by one episode now has surpassed Cheers. Coming up in less than an hour in the garbage, how the president is now getting involved with a Jussie Smollett case.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right. Hey, what do you think about this? Like, you know, bubble wrap? Did you know that was at first not actually created to help protect stuff, but they had something to do with, like, inside your house?
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. The Friday Fun Fact is next on the Joe and Alex Show.